For some people, the best solution to every problem is to shoot at it. And presidents aren't leaders unless they're yelling charge into battle. I want to bite off a domestic piece of that nonsense. In the wake of every terrorist tragedy, senators, sheriffs, NRA officers, and supporters propose more guns, carrier guns, be ready to defend yourself, ourselves, wherever and whenever occasion arises. We have some 15,000 murders a year in the U.S., 40,000 suicides, mostly by firearms, and under 30 deaths a year from terrorism. CNN checked Obama's comparison of deaths by firearms and by terrorism in the U.S. From 2001 to 2003, they found that people killed by terrorists in the U.S. were less than 1/1,000th the number killed by firearms. Firearms deaths dwarfed terrorism deaths, even in 2001. Whether it's a good trade-off depends on what gets worse. Note, though, if we're all armed, we'll need to do things differently. Once we assume everyone is armed, when someone demands something, whatever it is, turn off the radio, get out of my way, are we toast if we don't comply? Do guns become the tool of bullies? Isn't that some of what police shootings of unarmed people reveal? Police say they were scared because someone with his back turned may have had something in his hands. Do we all get that scared, pulling the trigger at anyone whose safety we can't determine? We'll have to be suspicious. Who's hot-tempered? Who's too scared to trust? Who's a criminal, terrorist, gang member, or bully? America was built on trust and teamwork. Break that down and sap our strength. We might stop some terrorists, but America's strength will dissipate in squabbles and fear, like those that poison and stultify much of the Third World. A couple of decades ago, a disappointed former student attacked our library. But thank heavens he attacked a glass door with an axe rather than attacking people with a gun. No school can avoid flunking some students out, and no employer can avoid firing some employees. One such employee got a gun and murdered one of my clients some years ago. But the police are taught that it's too late to react once someone starts to pull a gun. My client, armed or not, never had a chance. So now what? There are alternatives. I'm a civil libertarian, but I have no problem with cameras. Security staffs at many places have monitors showing them many parts of the building. I'm a lot happier with observe and respond than having a bunch of trigger-happy gun-toters wandering around wondering if I or anyone else should be shot. Similarly, with the repeated police shootings of unarmed men, I'd be a lot more comfortable if they left their guns at the station for access only as needed. I'd also be more comfortable with police departments and the FBI if they stopped bribing unreliable informants to trap people in stings, send innocent people to prison, and corrupt the Bureau in the process. Have a tool, use a tool. These are dangerous tools for routine use. America would be much safer if we found ways to build on our principles instead of abandoning them in the chimerical belief that we could protect ourselves better with guns.